Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening. Erev Tov. Malcolm, Mata, good evening. Here, the Thursday podcast, Rastafari podcast radio. Here, the Thursday upper room, the upper room of Zion. Nick and I go up, 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 up.
And when they would come in, they went up into an upper room, upper room, upper room. They went up into an upper room, upper room, upper room, upper room.
Mahalia, Mahalia Jackson, tell them about the upper room. Yes,
in the upper room. The upper room, in the upper room, 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 the upper room.
Which way is up, Yahweh, truth and life of the King of Kings, Christ? Yes, sir.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren.
So here, Thursday, the fifth day of the Shavuot, the fifth day of the seventh. Five of seven, right here, for the fifth day of the Shavuot of the Strong, called Thursday, the evening psalm, Psalm 81, here, featuring Johnny Osborne, man of Jehovah, here, the evening psalm, Psalm 81. Rise up the chant, Psalms, eyes is I, yes I, rise far I.
Psalm 81. Sing aloud unto God our strength, make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a song, and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. Psalm 81. Sing aloud unto God our strength, make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalm, and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel, and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony, when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden, his hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. My people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of them. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. Their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat. With honey out of the rock should I have satisfied, I have satisfied, I have satisfied, I have satisfied, I have satisfied.
Yes, sign, yes, sign. The evening psalm, Psalm 81, the psalm for the fifth day of the 7 days, seventh day of the week, here, 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 for the upper room of Zion. Let's rise up the chant in the Hebrew, Hebrew for Rastafari, but first day.
Let up the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, Newarkic, Temerians, learn them languages there, learn the Amharic language. You see?
You see the English language?
See the English language?
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality. Sirach. Sirach, the prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another and other tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue, King James 1611 verse.
And here, 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 for the fifth day, we have a psalm, a chant, Mizmor Isis. Lehitorer Yisrael. Lehitorer, wake up, Yisrael. Here, 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 rise up the chant on the same dub, Johnny Osborne, man of Jehovah. Here, 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 Hebrew chant.
It is the fifth day of the week, and we do have a Tehillim that is recited in the fifth day of the week, found in chapter 81, and again it will be recited also in Hebrew. Let's begin. Ramnazeha Al Hadetit La Asaf Hanimu L'Elohim Uze Haru L'Elohe Yaakov Su Zenwa Utneto Tino Naim Elnavel Tiku Vahore Shofa Bakese Leyo Hage Ki Kof La Yisrael Ou Mishpot L'Elohe Yaakov Edut Bihoset Sam Bezit Alweet Yisraelim Sofat Lo Yadati Eshma Hasiroti Misavel Shikun Kape Midu Tavona Badawa Kawata Vahalve Yu Vasutra Vaam Echan Alme Mbiva Sela Shema Ame Veeda Ba Yizere Im Tishmale Logile Vu El Za Dilo Tishka Habe Leel Neha Anoke Yahava Elohe Hamaal Neewet Midrayim Hachetse Vaamale Veloshama Ami La Kole Vinizeyer Lo Avale Eva Asharche Bishweli Leba Yoko Bimoa Zote Lu Ami Shomea Li Israel Biroke Yahaliku Kimat Poeve Apnea Vai Zoe Ashiv Yadi Mazane Yahava Yaka Hashulo Vihe Ita Lolan Vaya Akile Mihalev Hita Umije Devash Asbeo
Truth and life of the King of Kings, Christ. Yes, I here for the upper room of Zion, Rastafari, the Thursday's podcast right here. We have today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and after the order of Melchizedek. We have Psalm 41. So here we're going to have popcorn of abundant life, words of wisdom. Here. He chants Psalm 40, 41, 42, 43, but we're going to just listen up to hear the psalms in the sequence, and then we're going to zoom in on today's daily psalm, Psalm 41. Sima, hear this.
I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me, and heard my cry. He also brought me out of the horrible pit, and out of the miry clay, set my feet upon a rock, and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear, and will trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, and does not respect the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are your wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts towards us cannot be recounted to you in order. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire. My ears you have opened. Burnt offering and sin offering you did not require. Then I said, behold, I forward. In the scroll of the book it is written of me. I delight to do your will, O my God. And your law is within my heart. I have proclaimed the good news of righteousness in the great assembly. Indeed, I do not restrain my lips, O Lord. You know yourself. I have not hidden your righteousness within my heart. I have not declared your faithfulness and your salvations. I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great assembly. Do not withhold your tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let your loving kindness and your truth continually preserve me. For innumerable evils have surrounded me. My iniquities have overtaken me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the ears of my head. Therefore my heart fails me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me.
No easy, when people are trouble, and every time I try to believe so, every time your heart will bring you down. Sometimes
let them be ashamed and brought to mutual confusion who seeks to destroy my life. Let them be driven backwards and brought to dishonor who wish me evil. Let them be confounded because of their shame who say to me, aha. Let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let such as love your salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinks upon me. You are my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, O my God.
Well, I know. Yes, so you listen to me, keep me.
some of them will kill you neatly. You just be yourself, man. Don't tell yourself. You see one record, you are the one them with your help.
Blessed is he who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he will be blessed on the earth. You will not deliver him to the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him and his bed of illness. You will sustain him on his sick bed. I said, Lord, be merciful to me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. My enemies speak evil of me. When will he die and his name perish? And if he comes to see me, he speak lies. His heart gathers iniquity to itself. When he goes out, he tells it.
I always left my grandmother and I'm gone all about it, my friend. I'm born as a leader. Because if I take on road from where I look at it, and we used to suffer, really, really suffer.
All who hate me whisper together against me. Against me they devise my heart. An evil disease, they say, clings to him. And now that he lies down, he will rise up no more. Even my own familiar friend, in whom I put my trust, who ate my bread, has lifted up his heels against me. But you, O Lord, be merciful to me and raise me up, that I may repay them. By this time I know that you are well pleased with me, because my enemy does not triumph over me. As for me, you uphold me in my integrity, and set me before your face forever. Blessed be the Lord of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God. When shall I forward and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night.
Not nice. Them try not to get me out. How them gonna stop me now? King Selassie, I let me out. How them gonna chop me now? And every time they try to bring me through, them try to bring me down. Sometimes you feel like giving up. I'm not giving up. Glad that you alone. God, are you alone to me? Much people can't hold me. I don't know.
They continually say to me, where is your God? When I remember these things, I pour my soul within me. For I used to go with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God, with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept a pilgrim feast. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore I remember you from the land of Jordan, and from the heights of Hermon, from the ill Mizar. Deep calls unto deep. The noise of your waterfalls, all your waves and billows are gone over me. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me. A prayer to God of my life. I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with the breaking of my bones, my enemy reproach me, while they say to me all day long, where is your God? Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. Vindicate me, O God, and plead my cause against the ungodly nation. Oh, deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. For you are the God of my strength. Why do you cast me off? Why do I go mourn because of the oppression of my enemy? Oh, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and your tabernacle.
What do you want to say? A life over death.
Go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, and on the harp I will praise you, O God, my God. Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance, and my God. Yeah, man, I saw the thing, is it? Yeah. But we are born of wicked people right now. But we are born up bad mind people and evil, Lord, man. Yeah, man. Oi, oi.
Yeah, you may say now. You know the boss this, man. I'm going to tell you, say life is greatest. Yeah, not care much time them fight, them can't win, you know, them always fail. Cut and clear all demon and devil. Give thanks for the Most High for the up. Rising in the morning beside me Empress. Give thanks for life and the blessing. We give you on the earth. Protect us from danger. These plagues and pestilence of these times. You know, my name is Andre Hugh Sutherland, aka Popcorn, the annual boss, the 876 God. That is it. Anyway, to the chief musician, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou Most High. When mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Yo, God, you're my devil every time, here. Thou hast rebuked the heathen, thou hast destroyed the wicked, thou hast put out their name forever and ever. O thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end, and thou hast destroyed cities, their memorial is perished with them. But the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, O Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Sing praises to the Lord, which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. When he maketh inquisition for blood, he remembereth them. He forgetteth not the cry of the humble. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble, which I suffer of them that hate me. Thou that liftest up me from the gates of death, that I may show forth all thy praises in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in thy salvation. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made. In the net which they hid is their own foot taken. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executed. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Igayan, Selah. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectations of the poor shall not be perished forever. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Lord. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass. Why? And wither as green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land. And verily,
thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, as thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who is prosperous in his ways, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any ways to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be, yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at them, for he see that day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow, to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their word shall enter into their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be the fat of the lamb. They shall consume into smoke, shall they consume away. The wicked borrow and pay not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as bless of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hands. I have been young, and now I am old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beginning to bread. Is ever mercy merciful, and landeth, and his own seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, forsake not his saints. They are preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart, none of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hands, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, they shall see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and be wholly upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they are trusting him. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against those that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler, and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear, and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my heart. Let them be as a chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause they have hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself. into that very destruction let him fall, and my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which deliver the poor from him that is too strong for him. Yea, poor and the needy from him that spoilt him. False witness they rise up. They laid to my charge things I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good, for the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humble my soul with fasting, and prayer returning to my own bosom. I behave myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I praise God heavenly, as one that mourneth for his mother. But in mine adversity, they rejoice and gather themselves together. Yea, the objects gather themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and not cease. With hypocritical mockers in feast, they gash upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from destruction, my darling from the lions. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much men. Let not them be or mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me. Neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they opened their mouth wide against me and said, ha, for I have seen it.
Here, popcorn, abundant life, words of wisdom, here, Psalms 40, 41, 42, 43, I think a few other psalms as well, but we're zooming in on today's daily psalm according to the royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrews after the order of Melchizedek, Psalm 41, right here on the Upper Room Thursday podcast, the Upper Room of Zion.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
Upper room of Zion. So we're going to ride up, but let's just hear this tune here, also by Popcorn, and then we're going to ride up more on today's daily psalm. Family. Yes, I. Family.
Family.
Me say family.
Sure.
If I want thing, me hate a fern killer. Me no believe in a fern killer. Family. Me say family. Sure. Me love me fam, how them do me heart. Who do the earth one of them? Real killy dead to the end, dead from me start. Real better them. Cause them no know when we are by three sardines and the 1 pound a rice from shop. And them no know when we are get chased by cops and the mac and the handgun drop. And all the woman make it now. Me know how trouble feel. And me know all of the pussy them. And me know who fucking real. Now make them trick me and kill me. No way, you must be so clamor. Life are the greatest thing that. Them want deep when me see it clear, say them a mongoose. Them know say that you ten a friend, they me no play like rhythm and blues. Man loyal, too loyal. Someone with me think of like poor trial. Informer, one judge of me pan trial. Them days them me don't trust them when I yell.
a fuck, I know every man be. Some boy ain't nothing a clean, them no one see a next youth living in. Tell every evil and demon, them can't stop me in Andre Island. Anytime me a drive under my van, big fat matic in a me right hand. Nah, make them trick me and kill me. No way, you must be blood glamour. Life a the greatest thing that me no left phone and me no left my God. Oh, it's on half a one. Them say them real, but me know them not real. Me realize it's on half a one. Yeah, it's on half a one. Oh, it's on half a one. Them say them real, and me life them a steal. It's on half a one.
Nah, make them trick me and kill me. No way, you must be blood glamour. Life a the greatest thing that.
Family, yes I, Salam to K9S. Yes I, PopCon there with family. Before that, Abundant Life. We're zooming in on Psalm 41, but hearing the Psalms in the sequence, because today's daily Psalm, Psalm 41, is the last Psalm of the first book. The Psalms of David, like HaTorah, Jah's direct instruction, is five books. We have five books. So we have here Psalm 41. We find this wherever we have the Amen and Amen. Amen wa Amen. Amen wa Amen. We have a conclusion of a book. So here, Psalm 41, it concludes the first book of the Sefer, the book of Tehillim. Tehillim, the praises, the Isis, Ethiopically, the Elilta, the Elilta, the Tehillim, yes, I, Rastafari. So here, first ear, today's daily psalm.
Psalm 41. Mizmor mem aleph lam natseyach mizmor le David.
Blessed is he that considereth the poor.
Ashre maskil el dal.
The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble.
Beyom ra'a yemalletehu Adonai.
The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth. And thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness. I said, Lord, be merciful unto me, heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. Mine enemies speak evil of me. When shall he die and his name perish? And if he come to see me, he speaketh vanity. His heart gathereth iniquity to itself. When he goeth abroad, he telleth it. All that hate me whisper together against me. Against me do they devise my hurt. An evil disease, say they, cleaveth fast unto him. And now that he lieth, he shall rise up no more. Yea, mine own familiar friend in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me. But thou, O Lord, be merciful unto me, and raise me up that I may requite them. By this I know that thou favorest me, because mine enemy doth not triumph over me. And as for me, thou upholdest me in mine integrity, and settest me before thy face forever. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, from everlasting and to everlasting.
Baruch Adonai Elohei Israel, meha'olam ve'ad ha'olam. Amen ve'amen 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 ve'amen.
Amen and 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 amen and
amen. Amen, the true and faithful witness. Amen. another name of HaMashiach, of the Bain Elohim Chaim, of the Son of the Living Power, have that revealed in Revelation, yes, I, to say Amen, Amenalo, Bamarinya, Amenalo, I admit as truth, saying the Hebraically the Amen, admitting as truth, the Yea and the Amen. So here, 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 Psalm 41, a sufferer's prayer. So here, 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 we have Psalm 41, a sufferer's prayer, a sufferer's tefillah, right? Tefillah, tefillah, tefillah prayer, tefillah praise. It's a praise and a prayer. It's a prayer in which praise Isaiah. So the prayer and praise, you hear one say, even in the churches, the prayer and the praise, truly the real pattern. Take heed to the pattern Moshe was told by Hailahim, by the power, Yahuwah, Jehovah, to take heed to the pattern. So here, here we have a sufferer's prayer. Here we have another mizmor, another psalm, another chant, another Isis, relating to a time, Iowa, of sickness, when the patient's suffering, being patient and becoming a patient, inpatient, outpatient, the patient's suffering was aggravated, aggravated by mental uneasiness over the machinations, the machina, machinas, the devices, the machinations of men and people. The continual fire. Here, 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 just a reasonment, the context of Mizmor Maim, Aleph, Mim, Aleph, Hebraically, Psalm XL, I, Psalm 41. So here, 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 the patient suffering, patiently waiting on Jah to line things up to fulfill I and I petition. Dawid here in today's daily psalm, La Menatzeach, Mizmor Le Dawid. La Menatzeach, for the leader, the chief musician. La Menatzeach, for the one who netzach, for the overcomer. In the Brit Chadasha, the New Testament sense, the Menatzeach is the overcomer. So when you're reading in Revelation in particular, the overcomer, the Menatzeach. Also in the Tabernacle of David and the temple worship sense, the Menatzeach is the chief musician, the leader of the musical choir. La Menatzeach Mizmor Le Dawid. So the patient's suffering is aggravated by mental uneasiness over the machination of enemies, frenemies and enemies. In particular, one man whom he considered a close, close friend, had proved traitorous. If the psalm, the mizmor, the chant, the Isis here mirrors an incident in David's life and liberty, in David's life and David's life and liberty, the faithless friend must have been Ahitophel, Ahitophel. And the time the Iowa of his composition, the uprising of Absalom, It is true that the narrative in 2 Shemuel, in 2 Samuel, makes no reference, When we go to 2 Samuel, we find the scriptural historical record of the incident that matches the word, sound, the tone, the power of today's daily psalm, Psalm 41. The narrative in 2 Samuel, 2 Shemuel, it makes no reference to an illness or sickness such as is here described by the scribe. But that narrative necessarily, it passes over many details. So here's what it says, so rightly, you know, study the word, precept line upon line, here a little, there a little. So as we look at the psalm, we also look at the liberty of David and 2 Samuel, the more historical account. Such an illness would account for the remisses in attending to his official duties. We find David in this period of his life and liberty, Ainai Hebrew avatar, David, the man after Yahuwah Jehovah's own heart. We find at this particular period in his life, the uprising of his son, remind Ainai of what happened to Garmawi, Nagus and Nages, the diplomatic Garmawi, Haile Selassie, and Asa Wilson. Such an illness would account, when we look at David, for the remisses. It seemed like he missed attending to his official duties. He seemingly, curiously, seemed to be absent. So no doubt, perhaps it was an illness, a sickness, that Absalom's words to the suitors for justice seem to imply. When we look at 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 3. Let's go here. Often we give some quotes for the Talmudim, for the disciples, the Dekam as a Morit. And here, just to connect the dots right here in our study to shew I and I self to prove, as Matthew says, although there's nothing that's not written in the scripts. If you don't find it, well, you probably haven't really studied it, right? Here, 2 Samuel XV and 3. 2 Samuel 15 and 3. So let's go right here. Going to utilize the Scofield Study Bible, 15 and 3. Here, zooming in on verse 3. And Absalom said to him, "See, thy matters are good and right, but there is no man deputed of the king to hear thee." Now, there's some italicizations here. If we remove the italicization in our reading, we'll have more of the force of the Masoretic, the scriptural Hebrew from which it was translated. And Absalom said to him, "See, thy matters good and right, but no man of the king to hear thee." Now, the context here is where Absalom steals the love of the 10 tribes. Now, Absalom is a good name, and the brothers and I and our brethren to have that particular name, no doubt, will live up even higher than this Absalom, the fleshy son of David, as we talk about the fleshy son of his majesty, Ainai Rastafari, Lyritical sons and Ayawatas and Datas. But here, Absalom steals the love of the 10 tribes, i.e. Yisrael. Absalom steals the love of the 10 tribes. Let's get into this a little bit more right here so we can all understand what David is chanting the eyes is about. Psalm 41. Mizmor Meim Mim Aleph. Here we're in 2 Samuel chapter 15, which connects with the incident that we have here in today's daily psalm. So the study to shew I and I selves approved. If Majesty asks, "You love that psalm? Well, what is that psalm about?" Well, the psalm is, and we'd be superimposing things, maybe our own experience, but let's first of all recognize the context. Lamnatseyah. For the chief musician, Mizmor, chant Isis le David, of David, of David. 2 Samuel chapter 15. And it came to pass after this that Absalom prepared him chariots and horses and 50 men to run before him. And Absalom rose up early and stood beside the way of the gate. And it was so that when any man had a controversy, a controversy, came to the king, to Ha-Melech, for mishpat, for judgment, then Absalom called to him and said, "Of what city thou? Ata, the I. Of what city the I?" And he, the man, said, "Thy servant is of one of the tribes of Yisrael." Thy servant is of one of the tribes of Israel. And Absalom said to him, here we're at verse 3, the connected. And Absalom said to him, "See, thy matter is good and right, but no man of the king to hear thee I. Absalom said, moreover, oh, that I were made judge in the land, that every man that hath any suit or cause might come to me, and I would do him justice. And it was so that when any man came nigh, so now here at verse 5 is giving us the context of how it was in old Israel. And it was so that when any man came nigh near to him to do him obeisance, to like prostrate. What's interesting about the word obeisance and prostrate is the very same word for worship. Just want to point that out again. Even here, we've done a couple of vlogs, but of course they fought against that and, you know, took down that particular channel and the thousands of videos right there. But once again, the principle here that the word for worship, right, and worship, and when it's like they bow to the king, right, is the same word for bowing, prostrating in that sense, you know, like humbling yourself. Just to point that out right there so we get out of this Western Gentile, WASP, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant idea of worship. It's confusing. Let's study. But here it says, and it was so, that when any man came nigh near to him to do him obeisance, he put forth his hand and took him and kissed him. And on this manner did Absalom to call Israel, to Israel, Israel, Hulu, all Israel that came to the Negus, the king, to the Melech, the king, for judgment. So Absalom stole, this is how Absalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel. And then it points to the outbreak of Absalom's rebellion. We're still here in 2 Samuel chapter 15, you know, because one thing to go to the verse is the subtext. But what is the context that that subtext is in? And then the full of full is the supertext. So getting a little more of the supertext in context of the subtext, the verse, verse 7 here, the outbreak of Absalom's rebellion. And once again, for I and I, for the greater David, the greater son, we have the Asawasin and what occurred, the Ethiopian rebellion against the King of Kings. And there was no revolution. It was a devolution. Here, verse 7, and it came to pass after 40 years, that Absalom said to Ha-Melech, he said to the king, the Negus, I pray the eye, let me make me go and pay my vow that I have vowed Yahuwah to Jehovah in Hebron, For thy servant vowed a vow while I abode at Geshur in Syria, and said, if Jehovah shall bring me again indeed to Jerusalem, then I will serve Yahuwah, Jehovah. And Ha-Melech, the king, the Negus, said to him, go in peace. So he arose and went to Hebron. But, verse 10, but Absalom sent spies throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, as soon as ye y'all hear the sound of the trumpet, then y'all shall say, Absalom reigneth in Hebron. Absalom reigneth. Absalom has become king. Negus in Hebron. Verse 11. And with Absalom went 200 men out of Jerusalem, out of Jerusalem that were called. And they went in their simplicity. Remember on the Wisdom Wednesday, we touched on chapter 1 of Proverbs and touched on the divine feminine principle from the beginning, Chokmah, the Hebrew Sophia, Tibet, bringing that out. And she spoke about simplicity. Now, simplicity, the Hebrew words have a, you know, can have a good sense and a bad sense, right? So here it says that they went in their simplicity. And they knew not anything. They didn't really know what was what the God, you know, the king's son, you know. I mean, what could go wrong? Verse 12, and Absalom sent for Ahitophel. Ahitophel, Ahi Achitophel. Interesting, Achitophel, one of the Hebrew translations of that is Achi, Achi, my brother, Tophel, foolishness. Achitophel, the Gileonite, David's counselor. And the Midrash says that Achitophel was one of David's, he was very learned in Torah, and it says further that, you know, when he taught, it was like Jah himself, like his knowledge, right? So we have Achitophel, the Gileonite, David's counselor from his city, even from Gilo, while he offered sacrifices. And the conspiracy, talk about conspiracy, the conspiracy was strong. For the people increased continually, itinually with Absalom, with David's son. Now, there's a backstory on why some say the son rebelled against the father. We can get into that another time, but it's regarding his stepbrother and his sister, Tamar. Here, verse 13, flight of David, the flight of David from Jerusalem, from Jerusalem. See, there's many psalms. Some of the psalms directly say because and concerning Absalom. Other psalms kind of, in a sense, speak of it in the text. When you go through the text, it comes out in the text. So many of the psalms are related to the narrative, the history, we could say the biblical history that we have in the books of like Samuel, and even furthermore a little bit in the Kings, but mostly in the books of Samuel. Here, 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 13, the flight of David. So David, in a sense, went into exile. Ain't nothing new under the sun, even the greater David, greater son. Flight of David from Jerusalem, verse 13. And there came a messenger to David, saying, the hearts of the men of Israel are after Absalom. And David said to all his servants that were with him at Jerusalem, arise, make I and I flee, for we shall not else escape from Absalom. Make speed to depart, lest he overtake us, I and I, suddenly, and bring evil up on us, I and I, and smite the city with the edge of the sword. Verse 15, 2 Samuel 15, 15. And the king's servant said to Hamelech, said to the king, said to the Nagus, behold, thy servants are ready to do whatsoever my lord the king shall appoint. And the king went forth, and all his household after him. And the king left 10 women. He left 10 women who were concubines to keep Habait, to keep the house. And the king Hamelech went forth, and all the people after him, and tarried in the place that was far off. And all the king's servants passed on beside him, all the Keturites and all the Pelethites, all the cutters and runners, and all the Gittites, 600 men which came after him from Gath, pass on Lifnei Hamelech, before the king. Then said the king to Ittai the Gittite, wherefore goest thou also with us? Why are you going also with I and I? Return to thy place and abide with Hamelech, with the king, for thou art a stranger and also an exile, whereas thou camest but yesterday. Should I this day make thee go up, Aliyah, up and down with us, I and I? Seeing I go whither I may, return thou the eye and take back thy brethren. Mercy and truth be with the eye. And Ittai said to Hamelech, and Ittai answered Hamelech and said, Yahuwah chai, Jehovah liveth, Jah live. And as Adoni Hamelech, as my lord the king, chai liveth, surely in what place Adoni, my lord Hamelech, the king, shall be, whether in death or life, even they are. Also will thy servant be. And David said to Ittai, go, and Passover. And he tied the Gittite Passover and all his men and all the little ones that were with him. And all the country wept with a loud voice. And all the people passed over. Hamelech, the king, the Negus, also himself passed over the brook Kidron. And all the people passed over toward the way of the Midbar, the wilderness. And lo, Zadok also, and all Halloween, the Levites, were with him, bearing the Aaron Habrit of Hailahim, bearing the Ark of the Covenant of the Power. And they set down the Ark, the Aaron of Hailahim, the Ark of the Power. And Abiathar went up until all the people had done passing out of the city. And Hamelech said to Zadok, carry back the Ark, Aaron of Hailahim, to the city, if I shall find favor in the eyes of Yahuwah. He will bring I again, and shew me both it and his habitation. But if he thus say, I have no delight in the eye, nay, behold, I, Hanoki, make him do to me as seemeth told good to him. Hamelech said also to Zadok, Ha Kohen, the priest, art not thou the eye a seer? Return into the city Bishalom in peace, and your two sons with you, Ahimaaz, thy son, and Jonathan, the son of Abiathar. See, I will tarry in the plain of the Midbar, in the plain of the wilderness, until there come word from you to certify me. Zadok, therefore, and Abiathar carried Ha'aron, carried the Ark of Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, again to Jerusalem, and they tarried there. And David went up, he allied up by the ascent of Mount Avalet, the Mount of Olives, and wept as he allied up, and had Rosho, Rasu, his head covered, and he went barefoot, and all Ha'am, all the people that were with him, covered every man, Rosho, his head, Rasu, his Ras, and they allied up, they went up, weeping as they went up, and one told David, saying, Ahithophel among the conspirators of Absalom. And David said, Yahweh, nah, I pray thee, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness. And it came to pass when David was come to the top of the mount where he worshiped Ha Elohim, Hailahim, the power, behold, Hushai, the Archite, came to meet him with his coat rent, his coat ripped, and earth up on Rosho, on Rasu, on his head, to whom David said, if thou, the eye, passest on with I, then thou shalt be a burden to I. But if thou return to the city, and say to Absalom, I will be thy servant, O Melech, O king, O Negus, as I have been thy father's servant hitherto, so will I now also be thy servant. Then mayest thou for me defeat the counsel of Ahithophel. And hast thou not there with thee Zadok and Abiathar, HaKohanim, the priests. Therefore, it shall be that what thing soever thou, the eye, shall hear out of the king's house, the Melech's bite, thou shalt tell it to Zadok and Abiathar, HaKohanim, the priests. Behold, they have there with them their two sons, Ahimaaz, Zadok's son, and Yonatan, Abiathar's son. And by them ye, y'all, shall send to me everything that ye, y'all, can hear. So Hushai, David's friend, came into the city, and Absalom came into Yerushalayim. So here, just bringing out more of a context, because then the words even become more lit. One can see with more clarity. So here, the illness is not spoken of, but by reading the text and the narrative, no doubt, his son had risen up against him. His son, whom he loved, had risen up against him. It would account also for the strange failure, it seems, of Dawid's natural courage. Have you noticed that? David had a natural courage. You know, when we read throughout Samuel, 1 Samuel here, we're in 2 Samuel. What happened to David's natural courage? When he heard about this, he said, come, let's pack up, let's get out of here. You know, I'm going to leave everything into Jehovah's hand. So also a sickness or illness or the mental uneasiness over the machination of his enemies or even some of the friend enemies, this would account for the strange failure of David's natural courage, that his flight from Jerusalem at the very first outbreak of rebellion appeared to indicate. So here, just getting a general overview of the context of today's daily psalm. We'd like to zoom in on one more aspect before writing the Midrash, also some of the dub mixes. Right here, let's just take a pause for the chorus. We'll write up on this first verse. The first verse is important to understand about charity and about giving. There's a wisdom here. There's a wisdom here in the very first verse concerning charity and concerning giving. So we'd like to share this right here. But after this little dub by Fred Locke, Voice of the Poor, dub, Hebrew intro.
Psalm 41.
Mizmor mem alef lam natseach mizmor le David.
Blessed is he that considereth the poor.
Ashre maskil el dal.
The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble.
Beyom ra'a yemalleteu Adonai.
The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth. And thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness. I said, Lord, be merciful unto me, heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. Mine enemies speak evil of me. When shall he die and his name perish? And if he come to see me, he speaketh vanity. His heart gathereth iniquity to itself. When he goeth abroad, he telleth. All that hate me whisper together against me. Against me do they devise my hurt. An evil disease, say they, cleaveth fast unto him, and now that he lieth, he shall rise up no more. Yea, mine own familiar friend in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me. But thou, O Lord, be merciful unto me, and raise me up that I may requite them. By this I know that thou favorest me, because mine enemy doth not triumph over me. And as for me, thou upholdest me in mine integrity, and settest me before thy face forever. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, from everlasting and to everlasting.
Baruch Adonai Elohe Yisrael, Meha Olam ve'ad ha'olam, Amen ve'amen, ve'amen, ve'amen.
Amen, and 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 amen.
Mizmor Mem Alef Lamnatseyah Mizmor LeDavid. Ashre Maskil El Dal. ביום רעה ימלטהו אדוני, אדוני ישמרהו וחייהו, ואושר בארץ, ואל תתנהו בנפש אויביו. אדוני יסעדנו על ערש דווי, כל משכבו הפכת וחוליו. אני אמרתי, אדוני חונני, רפאה נפשי, כי חטאתי לך. אויבי יאמרו רע לי, מתי ימות ואבד שמו? ואם בא לראות שב ידבר, ליבו יקפץ אבן לו, יצא לחוץ ידבר. יחד עלי יתלחשו כל שונאי, עלי יחשבו רע לי. דבר בליעל יצוק בו, ואשר שכב לא יוסיף לקום. גם איש שלומי אשר בטחתי בו, אוכל לחמי, הגדיל עלי עקב. ואתה, אדוני, חונני והתימני, ואשלמה להם. בזאת ידעתי כי חפצת בי, כי לא יריע אויבי עלי, ואני ותומי תמכת בי, ותציבני לפניך לעולם. ברוך אדוני אלוהי ישראל, מהעולם ועד העולם, אמן ואמן, 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 ואמן.
We'll be right back. Rewind and come back, selector.
مزمور أربعة بك النفس أربعة لمزمران عليك يداوي تنجي لتقرن عنا لمسكين يمياسم مسجون اكزياب هير بكفوك أن يادنا اكزياب هير يتقبك هيا أمي أدرقوا بمدر لا يمياسم سجن بطلعكو تشم اجزاء سالفو اكزياب هير بدويو ألقاس اللي ردوان من يتاون هلو ببشي تاو جديانة تفلتا انيس عبيتو ماري انتم بدي يالهن نفسين خوصاتا تلاتو جمبلا ايك فاسنين ناقرال مكي موتال سموس مكي شارال يلال اني لما ايت بيقبا كنتوني ناقرال لبو هاتي عسن سبس سبل ودمي دايو تال يناقرال بلا ايه بمستبابر تلاتوش هلو يشوخا شوكو بنيا بني لا يمك فاتن ياسبال كفونا قرمت اف تنجتوال تنجدي ودي عين نستاملال دقمو يسلامي سو يتعمن كبت انجرعين يبلا بني لا يتركزونا نستا انت جن عبيتو ماري املس الله تشوم زنداس نستا ألاتي إلي الليل بني منا سلزين دا ودد كن يو أني قنس لك أن النتي تقبلها بفي تهم لزل عالم آتنا خزل عالم خزل عالم يسرائيل عملاك زيابير يبارك آمين آمين.
Psalm 41.
Mizmor mem alef lam natseyach mizmor le David.
Blessed is he that considereth the poor, the poor, the poor.
Ashre maskil el dal, dal, dal.
The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble, in time of trouble.
Beyom ra'a yemalletehu Adonai, 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 Adonai.
The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth. And thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness. I said, Lord, be merciful unto me, heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. Mine enemies speak evil of me. When shall he die and his name perish? And if he come to see me, he speaketh vanity. His heart gathereth iniquity to itself. When he goeth abroad, he telleth it. All that hate me whisper together against me. Against me do they devise my hurt. An evil disease, say they, cleaveth fast unto him, and now that he lieth, he shall rise up no more. Yea, mine own familiar friend in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me. But thou, O Lord, be merciful unto me, and raise me up that I may requite them. By this I know that thou favorest me, because mine enemy doth not triumph over me. And as for me, thou upholdest me in mine integrity, and settest me before thy face forever. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, from everlasting and to everlasting.
Baruch Adonai Elohei Israel, mehaolam ve'ad haolam, amen ve'amen.
Amen.
Must be exposed.
All rise.
Station.
Fully catch it on the replay. Fully catch it on the replay. Fully catch it on the replay. 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 You know, while these supplies here and there last, yes, I, Rastafari. So call in, 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 call in. 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. We have like about minutes before we go into the grace period of this podcast right here for the Upper Room of Zion. We got like 33 minutes right here. Like to share much more right here, but just get a groundation here, the context of sufferer's prayer. Here we have today's daily psalm, Psalm 41, a sufferer's prayer. We had a remix, Fred Locke's Voice of the Poor. Also another Rhema tune is the Rosh Shiloh tune, Rights of the Poor. Because something very interesting about today's daily psalm in the opening, here we have Psalm 41, which is the last psalm of the first book. So the first book closes with this sufferer's prayer. Psalm 41. And here in the KJV, in the King James Version of the Bible, it reads, "Blessed is he that considereth the poor. Yahweh Jehovah will deliver him in time of trouble." Verse 2, Yod Heh Weh Heh Yahweh. Is how we say. We don't like to really often, only in teaching or showing example, read the English Latin, the English tetragrammaton. The tetragrammaton is the four letters in the Hebrew, Yod Heh Weh Heh, that is said as Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. But we have the other tetragrammaton of the Gentiles, that's L-O-R-D. So Yahweh, Jehovah, will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed up on the earth, and thou will not deliver him to the will of his enemies. Another note is where it says, unto Rastaman, the elders taught I and I, pick sense out of nonsense. Un means not. So when we read it, we like to read it as two, unless it's speaking about something unclean, unkind, unsomething in that sense. We don't want to say not to, pray to Jah and then say not to. That's for I and I's Rastafari, to whom more is given, more is required. So here we have these particular two verses right here. Actually, it's the first, we say four verses. The first four verses to the next verse right here, when the Hebrew, the first four verses, here in the English would be the first three verses, because the superscription to the chief musician, a psalm of David in the Hebrew Psalter, in the Isis, the Hebrew Isis, that superscription is counted as a verse. So verse three here, just complete this opening section, which is theme, blessedness of the benevolent. Theme here, blessedness of the benevolent. Verse 3, concluding this opening section of blessedness of the benevolent, Jehovah will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness. So here, zooming in on the first verse, according to the KJV, which would be the second verse in the Hebrew, that reads, Ashrei maskil Ildal Biyom Ra'a Ye Maletehu Yahuwah. The Hebrew translation brings out, happy is he that considereth the poor. KJV has, blessed is he that considereth the poor. In Hebrew, there are different words, of course. Now, here it has Ashrei, like in the first psalm of David, first psalm, Ashrei Ha'ish, which means, Hebraically translated, means happy is the man, And when I talk about happiness in the Western Gentile, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, when we think of happiness as kind of a feeling, sometimes happy, some no, happiness is a state of mind. It's speaking of what Robeinu Yeshua HaMoshiach, Einai Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, Black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, speaks about in the Beatitudes. You know, the Beatitudes, the blessed, blessed is the Beatitudes. That happiness is the Ashrei. There is the Baruch blessedness, but that's not what's found here. Therefore, Hebraically speaking, is brought out Ashrei. Happy is he that considereth the poor. Jehovah will deliver him in the day of evil. Jehovah, he who be who he be, will preserve him and keep him alive. Make him be called happy in the land, and deliver not thou him to the greed of his enemies. Jehovah support him, he who be who he be, his divine majesty support him upon the bed of illness. Mayest thou, Atta, the I, male, and none other, turn all his lying down in his sickness. This is bringing out more of the Hebrew sense. Now, here in the Scofield Study Bible for the Talmudim, the disciples of the King of Kings Christ, for Psalm 41, there's a footer. It's Psalm XLI in the Roman letters, numbers, that would be 41. XLI. This here, it reads, is the psalm, is the mizmor, is the chant, is the Isis, is the Isis of the betrayal of the Son of Man. So Psalm 41, in the New Covenant sense, bringing it forward, is a messianic psalm. It is the psalm of the betrayal of the Bain Ha'adam, the Bain Adam. As Yeshua, Jesus himself, taught, and in John's Gospel, take note, John chapter 13, chapter XIII, verses 18 and 19. So today's daily psalm, a sufferer's prayer, is the psalm that chant the Isis of the betrayal of the Son of Man. And Yeshua, Jesus, Isis himself taught this in John chapter 13, verses 18 and 19. And just a FYI, the next psalm of the messianic psalms in order will be Psalm XLV or Psalm 45. But here. Let's zoom in on this sense of KJV has blessed is he that considereth the poor. But it's not the Baruch. So therefore, more correctly, Ashrei is happy, really the sense of happiness. Happiness is he. Happiness, he that considereth the poor, Yahuwah, he who be who he be, will deliver, I deliver him in the day of evil. Ashrei masakir ledal biyom ra'ah ye maltehu Yahuwah. So considereth. What does considereth? So we see when we compare the two English translations from the Hebrew, we see that both of them have he that considereth the poor. But we zoomed in on the beatitude, the Ashrei, that I find happiness, that even in suffering and tribulation, there is a joy or a happiness in the sense of the state of mind. That's what gives you the strength to overcome. So happiness is he that considereth the poor, Ashrei, maskil, sakal, maskil. You know the psalm that says to chant Isis, chant praises with understanding, that I and I say with overstanding, that psalm there, same word, maskil, to be sakal, to be circumspect. Literally bringing out the Hebrew a little better than considereth would be deal wisely with. Ashrei maskil dal. Happiness is he that dealeth wisely with the dal. Now the word dal, the Hebrew word, is translated as poor, but this word in Hebrew signifies feeble. Not necessarily a poor man, like he don't got no money, no kesef, no bur, right? But he is feeble. It applies to one enfeebled in health, poor in health, just to bring out that context often lost in the translation. Ashrei maskil dav. Happiness is he that dealeth wisely, maskil. Chant eyes with overstanding, wisely, maskil, il dav. Dealeth wisely with or wisely to, in that sense, to the dal, to one who is poor in the sense of feeble or enfeebled in health. The yom, by way of or in yom, the day, ra'ah, ra, in the day, ra'ah, in the day of ra'ah, of the ra'ah, in the ra'ah day, the yom ra'ah, ye maltehu, malat, malat. In the Hebrew, we have in the Bamarinya, in the Royal Amharic, the melete, melete, like to escape, to escape. The sense here in the Hebrew is to deliver. Yemaltehu, yemalte, he will deliver who? Him. Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, will deliver him beyom ra'ah. In the day of trouble, in the day of hurtful things, in the day of evil, in the sense of hurtful, ill, bad, you know, things going wrong in that sense, but an evil day, hurtful day. So here, zooming in on considerate. Deal wisely with maskil, maskil, right? Maskil. And also, this is a very important word to understand. Even when Dawid was in the court of Shaul, it says that he was circumspect. The Hebrew word is the same, maskil, the underlying word, sakal, sekel, 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 maskil. Ashreya maskil dalla biyom ra'ah, yimaltehu Yahuwah, deal wisely with. It is not written here, blessed or happiness or blessed is he that giveth to the poor. See, when we understand even the poor here, the dal, right? The dal is a different sort, is one who is enfeebled. Not necessarily a poor man, but maybe his poverty causes him to be enfeebled. But he could be enfeebled and poor in the sense of his health, right? Because of all the controversy as we have with Dawid and all the conspiracies and friend enemies. Ashrei maskil dal. This, it doesn't read, it's not written, blessed is he that giveth. And this is a very important thing to consider, because I used to hear some ones and ones actually using this verse in a sense to like provoke ones to give while you're considering trying to deal wisely with the poor, whether one who is poor in monetary sense or whether they are enfeebled in health or a little bit of both. And you're trying to consider them in the Hebrew sense of dealing wisely with, and many have kind of flipped up the verse, right, and try to add to the spirit of the word. It doesn't, it's not written, blessed is he that giveth to the poor. It's happiness, or blessed is he that considereth, that deal wisely. It refers to a man who considers by dealing wise. Wisdom is the principle, right? How the meritorious act can be best carried out, how it can best be carried out. You know what I'm saying? It's like the old saying, like, you know, you could give a man a fish, so to speak, and every day he's hungry, I'm hungry, you give him a fish. Or you can say, you know what, this man, let me go take him and show him how to fish for himself. You give him a bag, or you can teach him how to get the bag. You see what I'm saying? So this is what the psalm here is saying at the outset. He takes thought of the most effective way to help the person in need. Some people think the most effective way to throw so-called money at the problem. In some cases, it might be a monetary thing, right? That would be the wisest way to deal with the poor. But there might be another way that is more effective to help that person in need. Once again, using the example of, you know, so every day you give that man a meal, or you can show him how to get a meal. You give him a bag whenever you need a bag, or you can show him how to get the bag. You give him a fish every day, he eats fish, you know, you show him how to fish. In other words, Jehovah will preserve him. Yahuwah, Yishmerehu, Yishmerehu will hedge about. Yishmerehu, who, him. We chayehu, we chaye, high life. We chaye and will lively him up, cause him to live. Ushar ba'aret. Now it's interesting here because here it says, let him be called happy in the land, which is the KJV says, and he shall be blessed. He shall be blessed in the land. He shall be called happy. He shall be accounted happy in the land by reason of the goodness that Hailahim will bestow him. Jehovah will preserve him. Although this rendering as a prayer is possible. Here, you know, where it says here in the second verse, KJV, Jehovah will preserve him. In the Hebrew right here, Yahuwah Yishmerehu. Yishmerei, Jehovah, he who be, who he be, Yishmerei, Yishomrei will preserve who, him. Although that's a possible rendering, preserve, possible. It's better to be understood, understood, right, all the verbs in the future sense, right? Jehovah preserve him. Jehovah will preserve him. The psalmist describes the happy consequences, the results that follow such considerate, such wise, dealing wisely behavior. And he will, we chaye who, Yahweh, Yishmerehu, we chaye who, and keep him alive, will revive him, should he fall into sickness. And deliver not thou him to the greed of his enemies. The KJV brings out right here, and thou will not deliver him to the will of his enemies. The Hebrew, let's get the Hebrew up right here. While titanehu, we'al titanehu, wal titanehu, we'al titanehu be nefesh. Oibayo, his enemies, oyav, oibayo, and deliver not thou him to the greed. See, here in the Hebrew, it has nefesh, be nefesh, we'al titanehu, and not deliver who, him, be nefesh. Nefesh, elsewhere, is translated as soul. The psyche, the soul, that feminine sense, that feminine part of the Trinity in man. In man, man is a tripartite being, spirit, soul, and body. The soul is referred to as she. The psyche is referred to as she. We'al titanehu b'nefesh oibayo. The better translation is, and deliver not thou him. Wa'al titanehu. To the greed, benefesh, or directly to the soul, to the soul. Now, in Hebrew, when we use the word nefesh, the soul, it also refers to desire, the psyche. Will not deliver him to the psyche of his enemy. But in Hebrew senses, can also be considered to be the greed of his enemies. That's why the soul without instruction is headed for itself. Make not his enemies accomplish their will to his undoing. Just to zoom in on some key parts here for better clarity so we can live it up and live it out, but receive the word, the spirit of truth within. So right here, happiness is he that considereth or dealeth wisely with the poor. Jehovah will deliver him in the hurtful day, in the evil day. Jehovah will preserve him and will keep him high, yes, I, alive, and make him be called happy, ushar, in the land. And deliver not thou him, such a mind, to the psyche of his enemies, to the greed, to the will of his enemies. So here, got about 14 minutes right here, brothers and sisters here in the live stream and the listening. I'm going to ride up with a further midrash, but like to share another version of the tune that we shared at the outset. Heal up Rosh Kush and Black Redemption, Sound of Praise, Isis, another version of the Fredlock's tune, here. So, calling. Yes, I, many are called. Few are chosen. Yes, I'm going to ride up with the tune right here. Boy, it looks a little slow right here. Let's see if we can do this like this. Rights of the Poor. Let's write up Rights of the Poor, and then we'll segue with the Rosh Kush tune. Heal up Black Redemption.
Don't let us go astray. Yes, yeah. Today we get a song, praise the Lord, order, the Hebrews, and yes, the order, Malkiah Tzedek. We have Mizmor, Mizmor, Mim Ale, Mim Ale, Psalm 41, Psalm XLI, Mizmor, Mim Ale, Mizmor, Mim Ale, Lamanat Tziach, Mizmor, Ledawi, for the chief musician, for the leader, Lamanat Tziach, for the Manat Tziach, for the overcomer, Mizmor Lidawi, a song, a chant, Isis, Mizmor, Mizmor Lidawi, Ashrei, Maskil, Ildav, blessed is he that considereth the poor, Ashrei, Maskil, Ildav, happy, Ashrei, beatitude, Ashrei, Maskil, happy is he that considereth. Ashrei Maskil Ildal, Ildal, the poor, the dal. These words are to be read in the light, in the illumination, what scripture says elsewhere, even in Kohelet, in the preacher, in Ecclesiastes, Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Verse 14 to verse 15, the A part of the verse, and it reads, there was a little city, and few men within it, and there came a great king against it, and besieged it, and built great bulwarks against it. Now, there was found in it a poor, wise man, and he, by his wisdom, delivered the city, yet not people consider that same poor man. Gamzo, Aiti Hakma Tachata Hashemesh, Ua Gedola Hi Elai. This also have I seen as wisdom under the sun, and it seemed great to me, it seemed great to I. Gamzo Aiti Hakma Tachata Shemesh U Gedola Hi Elai Ira Kitana Wa and Nashim Baha Meata Uva Eliha Meleka Gadola with Aviva Otaha Ua Vana Aleha Mis Odima Gedolim Ua Mata Baha Isha Nisaken Hakam Ua Milatahu Etaha Ira Bihakmato with Adam Lo Zakar Etaha Isha Ha Misaken Hahu. There was a little city, Ir Kitana, and few men within it. Wanashim Baha Me'at, and few men in her. Wanashim Baha Me'at, and there came a great king against it, and there came a great king against her. Uva leha meleka gadol, and besieged her. With sabib otaha, and besieged her, and built great bulwarks against it, and built great bulwarks against her. Uvana aleha mitz odima gidolim. Now, there was found in her a man poor and wise. Umata baha isha misakein lachakam. And he by his wisdom delivered the city. U Milatahu Eta Hair Bi Hakamato. Yet no man remembers that same poor man. We Adam Lo Zakar Eta Haish Ha Misakin Hahu. The little city is the human being. The Irgitana, the little city is the human being. Few men within it, few men within her, are the organs in the body. Weanashim Bahamat, few men within her are the organs in his body. Weanashim Bahamat. There came a great king against it, is the inclination to evil, the Yetzer Hara. The inclination to evil comes against it. There came a great king against it, against her. Uva Aleha Melech Gadol. And built great bulwarks against it, built great bulwarks against her, is great traps against it, great traps against her. Uvana Aleha Mitzodim Gedolim. The poor man and wise is the Yetzer HaTov, the inclination to good, the Yetzer HaTov, the poor man and wise. Ish Misakein Chakam, Ish Misakein Chakam, is the Yetzer HaTov, and he by his wisdom delivered the city, delivered it from the punishment of Gehinnom, of Gehenna, Hebrew hell. And by his wisdom delivered the city. Ua milat ofua eta ha'ir bi'chakmato. And why is the Yetzer HaTov, the inclination to good, called a poor man, called an Ish Misakein? Because not all people heed it. Therefore David said, because not all people heed the Yetzer HaTov, the inclination to good, the inclination to do good, the Yetzer HaTov, blessed is that man who does heed it. Hence here it is said, even in today's daily psalm, blessed is he, Ashrei, happy is he that considereth the poor. Ashrei Maskil Ildal, happy is he that considereth the poor. Ashrei Maskil Ildal. Another comment on, blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. Ashrei Maskil Ildal. B'yom ra'ah. Yeh Maltehu Yahuwah. Happy is he that considereth the poor. Jehovah, he who be, we be, will deliver. Will I deliver him in the day of evil? Beyom ra'ah. Yimaltehu Yahuwah. These words are to be read in the light, the illumination, what scripture says elsewhere. Even in the Mishlei Shlomo, in the parables, the proverbs, mashal, in Proverbs 19 and 17, he that hath pity upon the poor lendeth to the Lord. He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth to the Lord. Malwe Yahuwa Chonen Dal. He that is gracious to the poor lendeth to Yahuwah Jehovah. Malve Yahuwah, Malve Adonai Chonen Dal. Malve Adonai Chonen Dal. Malve Yahuwah Chonen Dal. He that is gracious to the poor, the dal lendeth, lendeth to he who be, who be. Rav Yochanan said, he who visits a man in poor health removes 1/60th of his illness, and he who does not visit adds 1/60th to his illness. Rav Abin observed, if what Rav Yochanan says is true, may 60 persons come to visit a man who is in very poor health, and so rid him of his illness. According to Rav Eliezer Eliza, the verse alludes to one who buries the corpse of a poor, unknown person. And here, the Midrash references the burial of such a person is a general obligation, for no one is as destitute as an unidentified corpse. Thus, the burial of such a person is a general obligation, for no one is as destitute, as poor, as an unidentified corpse. According to Rav Abba, the verse alludes to him who sees to it that his Yetzer HaTov, Yetzer HaTawab, Yetzer HaTov, inclination to good, inclination to do good, has thorough knowledge of his inclination, Yetzer HaRa'a, his inclination to evil, to do evil. So according to Rav Abba, the verse it alludes to him who sees to it that his inclination to good, to do good, has thorough knowledge, da'at, of his inclination to evil. A little additional on this Midrash reference here, that one's inclination to good, to do good, the Yetzer HaTov, needs to have thorough knowledge, full knowledge, epinosis, full knowledge of his inclination to evil, of his Yetzer HaRa'a. Here the references to the word Sakal. The word sakal, as we have it at the root of masakil, in Ashrei Masakil Ildal, happy beatitude, happy Ashrei Masakil, Masakil, the root here, sakal, that is interpreted as considerate, Ashrei Masakil Ildal. So here, the word considereth is the H7919, the root word sakal, 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 to be prudent, to be circumspect, to wisely understand, to prosper, to be prudent, to be circumspect, to give attention to have comprehension, have insight, looking into some of the definitions. Right, to the Hebrew, to the HD, to the Hebrew to the Hebrew dimension, the Hebrew definition, as we can get here, getting to the Strong's definition. It's a primitive root, to be in a causative sense, to make or act, but to be circumspect, hence to be intelligent, to consider in that sense, be expert, instruct, prosper, prudent, skill, have good success, teach, understand, to have understanding, to make, to understand, wisdom, to be, behave, consider, self, behave, self, make wise. Also, in this translation, to guide wittingly. For some of these areas where we have these words translated may refer to the sakal aspect of masikia. Just getting to the root of this word and reference here, according to Rav Abba, that the verse, it alludes to him who sees to it that his inclination to good, to do good, has thorough knowledge of his inclination to do evil. Thus the Saka, as we have it in Masakil, Ashrei Masakil, is God, blessed, happy, beatitude is he who considereth, and being circumspect, is God, to the poor. According to Rav Asi, the verse, it alludes to him who is considerate and gives money to the poor. According to the Maharan, according to the scholars, the Rebbeinah, according to the rabbis, the verse alludes to him who helps another flee from persecution by the kingdom. What was Rav Abba's reason for saying that the verse alludes to a man who sees to it that his inclination to good, Yetzer Hatov, has thorough knowledge of his Yetzer Hara'a, his inclination to do evil? Because the verse, blessed is he that considereth the poor, Ashrei Masakil Ildal, happy is he that considereth the poor. It shows that a man is able to deliver the inclination to good from the inclination to evil. The verse, Ashrei Masakil Ildal, happy in the beatitude sense is he that considereth the poor. This shows that a man is able to deliver the Yetzer HaTov, the inclination to do good, from the Yetzer HaRa'a, the inclination to do evil. As for Rav Asi's comment, it is explained by the next verse. The next verse that reads, the Lord will preserve him and keep him alive. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive. Yahuwah Yishamerehu Weachayehu. Yahuwah Yishamerehu Weachayehu. Jehovah, preserve him and keep him alive. As for Rav Yohanan's comment, the next verse says, the Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of illness. Jehovah supports him upon the bed of illness. Yahuwah Yisa Adein Al Eres Dvai Al Eres Dvai Al Eres Dvai. Jehovah supports him upon the bed of illness. As for Rav Eliezer's comment, the next verse says, he shall be blessed. He shall be blessed upon the earth. He shall be blessed upon the earth. Ve'ushar ba'aretz, ve'ushar ba'aretz. Here the Kere, the Ketiv, has Yod Aleph, Shin, and Reish, which possibly as Yoshar, but here the Karei, we ushar ba'aretz, we ushar ba'aretz. Variously translated as, make him be happy in the land, may he be rich in the land. There, the root sense of happy, let him be called happy, he shall be accounted as happy. Ve'ushar, as we have ashrei, ve'ushar ba'aretz, he shall be happy upon the earth. Here in the Midrash notes, it has, because of his goodness in burying the corpse of a poor and unknown person, connecting this with the theme, the Midrash study theme of, because of his goodness in burying the corpse of a poor and unknown person. For, and he shall be blessed, he shall be blessed, happy upon the earthly plain, ve'ushar ba'aretz, ve'ushar, and he shall be happy ba'aretz, upon the aretz, upon the earth. As for the comment of the Rebbeinat, of the rabbis, the next verse says, and thou wilt not deliver him to the will of his enemies. Wal titnehu b'nefesh oyvayo, and thou will not deliver him to the will, the desire, the will, the soul, the psyche of his enemy. Wal titnehu b'nefesh oyvayo. Another comment on ashrei Maskil Ildar, on blessed, happy is he that considereth the poor. Rav Yonah, Jonah said, blessed is he that considereth. Ashrei Maskil. And then gives to the poor, Ildar. For what can the word he that considereth, Masakil, mean except that he keeps the poor man in mind and finds a way of keeping him alive? How so? If the poor man was once rich and had come down in the world, the considerate man goes to him and says, I hear that an inheritance is coming to thee out of a certain country, or a certain man owes thee such and such an amount. Now, if thou desirest, accept money from me, from I, and when the inheritance comes to thy hand, or when the man pays the debt to thee, thou wilt repay me, repay I. So speaks the man who considereth, the Masakil Dav, who considereth the poor, Masakil Dav. The Lord will deliver him in the day of evil. The Lord will deliver him in the day of evil. The Yom Ra'ah Yimalatehu Yahuwah, and Jehovah shall deliver him in the day of evil, b'yom ra'ah. Yimalkehu Yahuwah, deliver him, Jehovah. A man knows no day of real evil other than the day of moto, his death. The day of the nefesh, the soul, the psyche's going hence from here. On that day, the Lord will deliver, 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 deliver. Ra'ah, 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 ra'ah. Yimalatehu Yahuwah, and Jehovah shall deliver him in the day of evil, biyom ra'ah, yimaltehu Yahuwah, deliver him, Jehovah. A man knows no day of real evil other than the day of moto, his death, the day of the nefesh, the soul, the psyche's going hence from here. On that day, the Lord will deliver. On that day, Yemalatehu Yahuwah, Jehovah will deliver a man from the punishment of Gehinnom, Gehenna, Hebrew hell, Gehenna. Another comment, the Yom Ra'ah, the Yom Ra'ah, the day of evil, is the day of great judgment. The day of that, it is written even in Malachi, and Malachi 3:19, behold, the day cometh, it burneth as a furnace. Behold, the day cometh, it burneth as a furnace. Ki hine hayom ba, for behold, ki hine, the day cometh, hayom ba, bo'er, katanur, it burneth, bo'er, as a furnace, katanur, as a tanur, bo'er, katanur, it burneth as a furnace. Ki hine hayom ba, bo'er, katanur. But what follows? But what verse follows? But to you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in its wings. Wizarha lakem yirei shemi shemesh tzedaka umarpe bia kanafeha. But to you that fear, that reverence, that respect my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in its wings. Wizarha lakem, and rise for your Vizarha Lachem. Vizarha Lachem. Vizarha Lachem. Yirei Shemi. That fear, that reverence. Yirei Shemi. Yirei Shemi. Fear my name. Shemesh Tzedakah. Shemesh Tzedakah. The Son of Righteousness, of tzedakah, of charity. Umarpe bi kanafeha, with healing and healing. Umarpe and healing. Bi kanafeha, and healing in her wings. Wizarha lachem yirei shemi shemesh tzedaka umarpe bi chenafeha. What is alluded to in the words Son of Righteousness, shemesh tzedaka, and healing? Son of Righteousness and Marpe. What is meant by Shemesh Tzedakah? Son of Righteousness, Shemesh Tzedakah, and Marpe, and healing. The righteousness that you wrought, that you did, that you done did for the poor, will stand up and shine for you on the great day, on the day of the great judgment, and give you healing, the righteousness, the charity, the tzedakah that you did for the poor will stand up and shine for you on the day of great judgment and give you marpe, and give you marfe, and give you healing. So too, scripture says in Isaiah 58:10, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, v'tafeka la'ra'av nafshecha v'nefesh na'ina tasvi'av, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, v'tafeka la'ra'av nafshecha, and satisfy the afflicted soul, v'nefesh na'ina na'ina tasvi'a, v'nefesh na'ina tasvi'a, and satisfy the afflicted soul. What can be meant by an afflicted soul? A nefesh na'ina, nefesh na'ina, afflicted soul in Yeshayahu, here, in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah 58:10. What can be meant by afflicted soul, soul afflicted, nefesh na'ina, except a human being whose poverty forces him to fast? For this is the way of man's nature. Though a man feed himself all the dainties in the world, if one day passes in that he does not eat, the soul, the nefesh, is afflicted and wants to leave the body. But as soon as you satisfy the poor soul, forthwith it comes to rest, is at rest, and stays with the body. Hence here, scripture reckons it as though you drew out your own soul and gave it to the hungry man. The Lord will strengthen him upon a bed of illness. Jehovah will strengthen him upon a bed of illness. Yehovah yisadenu al eres dewai. Yahweh yisadenu al eres dewai. Al eres dewai. Al eres dewai. Is the focal point of the verse that a bed is set aside especially for illness? Is that the point of the verse, that a bed, eres, is set aside especially for dewai, al eres dewai? What exactly is meant by al eres dewai, a bed of illness? On the first day when a man is ailing, he is in need of tefillah, prayer. Even so, on the second day, and so too on the third day. But on the fourth day, it is said of him, he is really ill. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, says, behold, he is accounted ill in the eyes of all men. I myself shall now raise him. Behold, he is accounted ill in the eyes of all men. Here in the Midrash notes, it reads that visitors other than immediate members of the family visited the ill, beginning with the fourth day of his illness. It's noted that visitors other than immediate members of the family visited the ill, beginning with the fourth day of his illness. Thus, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, says, behold, he is accounted ill in the eyes of all men. I myself shall now raise him. Hence, here it is said that the Lord will strengthen him upon a bed of illness. Yahuwah Yisodeinu al eres dewai. Yahuwah Yisodeinu al eres dewai. Jehovah will strengthen him upon a bed of illness. What is meant by thou turnest all as he lies in his sickness? What is meant by kol mishakavo ha fakta bichalyo? What is meant by this verse right here? The King James Version reads this part of verse 3. Hebraically is verse 4, but in the King James Version, today's daily song, Mizmor Mim Aleph, Mim Aleph, Psalm 41, verse 3 in the KJV, it reads, the Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Languishing there is the way in the Amharic, the way, the why in the Hebrew, the why, modern Hebrew, his bed of languishing. Thou will make all his bed in his sickness. But from the Hebrew, this may be read as, thou turnest all as he lies or lays in his sickness. Thou turnest all, call Mishakavo Ha Fakta Vichalyo. Restore him from his bed of illness. For the sense in the Hebrew is a sense of thou turnest all as he lays in his sickness. Call a Mishkavo Ha Fakta Bichalyo. All the sins, the chatiyat, all the uckery, the sins like the forfeiture that a man committed while he stood firm up on his feet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, remits for him during his illness. Hence, here it is said, call a Mishkavo Hafakta Bichalyo. Thou the eye turnest all as he lays in his sickness. David said, as for me, I do not ask for such remission. David said, as for I do not ask for such remission. That is, David, in my illness, will not take advantage of the remission of sins. David said, in my illness, I will not take advantage of the remission of sins. Granted automatically, as it were, to the sick. For, as we have said in today's daily psalm, he breaks the fifth verse, I said, O Lord, be merciful to me, to I heal my soul, even though I have sinned against the eye. Ani amarti Yahwa Khanen Rifa Nafshi Ki Khatati Lak. Oh Jehovah, be merciful. Be merciful to I. Ani amarti. For I said, I myself have said, Ani amarti Yahuwah chaneni, Yahuwah chaneni. Be merciful to Ani, to me, Yahuwah chaneni. Refah nafshi, heal my soul. Refah nafshi, heal my psyche, heal my soul. Refah nafshi. Ki chatati lak. Even though I have sinned, I have upped up against the eye. Ki chatati. Ki chatati lak. Ki chatati lak. Even though I have sinned, I have upped up against the eye. Mine enemies speak evil of me. When shall he die and his name perish? Mine enemies speak evil of I, saying, when will he die and his name perish? Oirai yomru ra'ali, matai yamut with avada shemo. Mine enemies, mine enemies, oibai, oibai, yomru, oibai, yomru. They say, ra'ali, evil, ra'ali. They say evil for me, they say evil against I, they say evil concerning I, ra'ali. Matayamut, when he died. When will he die? Matai yamut. Matai yamut? Ve'avad shemo. Ve'abad shemo. Ve'abad shemo. And his name, avad, perish. Did David have enemies? Is it not written, even in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel 18, verse 16, all Israel and Judah loved David. Is it not written in 2 Samuel 18, 16, all Israel and Judah loved David? And also in 2 Samuel 8 and 15, David executed justice and righteousness to all Amo, to all his people. David executed justice and righteousness to all his people. Is it not written? Since his people loved him, why did he say, oy bai, oy bai, oy bai, oy bai, oy bai? Why did he say, oy bai, mine enemies? Who were David's enemies? They who sought to do wrong and to defraud, and to whom he gave no rest, them were his enemies. They were his enemies. So here, for the note here with to whom he gave no rest, a midrash note here, it says rather, quote, and whom he prevented from doing so, and whom he prevented. So who were David's enemies? They who sought to do wrong and defraud, and whom he prevented from doing so, they were his enemies. And if one come to see me, he speaketh falsehood. His heart gathereth destruction into itself. Hear, hear, hear today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Mim Ale, Psalm 41, Hebraically, verse 7 in the KJV, find it at verse 6. We'im ba Leot, Shau, Yidaber, Libi, Yikbatsa, Ren, Lau, Yitze, Lachut, Yidaber. And if one comes to see me, to see I, Weim Ba, Lerot, if one comes to see I, Weim Ba, Lerot, he speaketh falsehood. Shav Yidaber, Shau Yidaber, Shau Yidaber, Yidaber, he speaketh falsehood. His heart gathereth destruction into itself. Libo Yikbat Aaven Lawu gathereth destruction into itself. Libo, his heart, Yikbat, Yikbat, gathereth, Kabat, Yikbat, Aaven, 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 Lawu, iniquity for him himself. When men like this come to visit me, come to visit I, they say with their mouths, Mehakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, have mercy on thee. They pray for me with their mouths, but they desire destruction, downstruction for me, for I in their hearts. When he goeth abroad, he speaketh of it. When he goeth abroad, he speaketh of it. Yetze lachut yidaber. And when he goeth out, yetze lachut yidaber. He speaketh. In my presence, they that hate me pray for me. But when they go abroad, they all speak against me. They all speak against I. And all of them whisper evil against me. And all of them whisper evil against I. A wicked, a ratchet matter is poured in him. Hear, hear, hear. Mizmor Mim Aleph, the 8th verse, corresponding with the 8th verse in the KJV. Devar Belial. Devar Belial. Yatsuk Ba'u. A wicked, a ratchet matter. Devar Belial. A matter of Belial. 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 Devar Belial. Yatsuk Ba'u is poured. Yatsuk Ba'u. Poured in him. They say of me, they say of I, Dawid, David is clever. He knows what he is doing. To others, he pretends to be laid up and unable to rise. But in truth, he can leave his bed. And so they say, a wicked matter is poured in him. Devar Belial Yatsuk Ba'u. A wicked matter is poured in him. Here, this verse, the 8th verse of today's daily psalm, Psalm 41, is translated as an evil disease. An evil disease, and then you see they have italics, say they. The words say they are not there, thus in the KJV, they're in italics. It says, say they, cleaveth fast to him. Un means not. To him. And, italics again, now, that he lieth or layeth, he shall rise up no more. So here, the evil disease, Devar Belial, 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 of Belial, Belial, or Belial, worthlessness, Belial, wicked, ratchetness, Belair, Belair, in one form, in English, Belair, the name Belair, B-E-L-I-A-R or E-R is basically essentially the same as Belial in its etymological root, B-E-L-I-A-L. And Hebraically right here, this has a sense of without profit or worthless, right? Worthless, without profit, We found worthless, destruction, wickedness, ratchetness. Thus we have the Rar Beliyaal Yazuk Bo. But here in the King James Version says, cleaveth fast. The word Yazak can mean to pour, to flow, to cast, in that sense. To cast, even in the sense of a molten sense, pours out. By implication, to melt or cast as metal. So metal is the idea of the pour out, to cast. By extension, to place something firmly, to stiffen or to grow hard, to cast, to cleave. This is a sense like overflows, right? So this is what they're saying when they say the evil disease, right, from the KJV, or more from the direct Hebrew, a wicked matter or a matter of Belial. Belial is poured out in him. When I was asked, who said such a thing of thee? Surely it was a stranger. I replied, according to the words of today's daily psalm, here the next verse, indeed, mine own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, who did eat my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me, hath lifted up his heel against I. Kam isha shalomni, asher batachti bo'u, okela lachmiya, higadila alai aikev. He lifted up his heel, making big his heel against I. He could deal a lie, a kev, he could deal a lie, a kev. Even my disciples, my Talmudim, turned on me. Even my disciples turned on I, my Talmudim, turned on me with ticks. How so? When they entered the Beit Midrash, the house of the Midrash, the house of study, they entered my presence gentle as kids. But when they left my presence, they became like goats, goring with their horns. By bread, David means words of Torah. By bread, lachmi, my bread, okel lachmi, he ate my bread, okel lachmi, lechem, by bread, dawi meant words of Torah, as in the verse, in the Mishle Shlomo, in the Proverbs of Solomon, the Mashal, in Proverbs 9 and 5 it reads, wisdom saith, come, eat my bread. Wisdom, Chokmah, saith, come, eat of my bread. Chokmah, Tomar, Lekhu, Lachmu, Bilachmi, come, eat of my bread. Lekhu, Lachmu, Bilachmi, come, Lekhu, come y'all, Lekhu, come y'all, Lachmu, Lachmu, to eat bread, come y'all, to eat bread, Bilachmi, in my bread, come, ears of bread, in my bread, come to eat bread, Lekhu, Lachmu bilachmi, Toma Chokma, wisdom saith. David said, I do not take the things they do to heart, for I trust in thee, for I trust in the I. Beka, David said, I do not take the things them do to heart, For I trust in thee, I trust in the eye. Beka, beka Yahuwah Hasidi. Wa atah Yahuwah Khaneni, wa hikimeni, wa ishalmah lahem. But thou the eye, O Jehovah. Wa atah Yahuwah, be merciful to me, to I. Khaneni, khaneni, wa'ata, Yahuwah, khaneni, and raise, rise, I up, raise me up, wa'hikemeni, 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 and raise I up, that I may requite them, wa'ishalma lahem, wa'ishalma lahem, wa'ishalma lahem, that I may requite them. But it is not written, is it not written, say not, thou the eye, I will requite evil. Wait on the Lord, and he will save thee. According to the Mashal Proverbs, Mishlei Shlomo, Proverbs 20 and 22. Al tomar Ishalmah ra' awe la Yahuwah we ishalak. Say not thou, al tomar, say not I, al tomar, ishalmah ra', I will requite evil. Ishalmah ra', wait for Jehovah. Awe la Yahuwah, kave la Adonai, Awe la Yahuwah, wait for Jehovah. We yishalach, ve yishalach, we yishalach, and he will save thee, and he will save us. Al tomar ishalmara, awe la Yahuwah, we yishalach. But what David meant was, I will requite them good for evil, and may HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish them. What David meant was that I will requite them good, tov, for ra'ah, and may HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish them. By this I know that thou, that the eye, delightest in me, delightest in I. By this I know that the eye delightest, I lightest in I. Hear, hear, hear. Bezota yadaiti ki hafatzta, ki hafatzta bi, ki hafatzta bi. By this I know that thou, that I delightest in thy bezot, in this bezot, yada'iti, I know, bezot yada'iti, bezot yada'iti, in this I know, bezot yada'iti ki, chafatzta bi, because you delight, ki chafatzta, chafatzta bi, in me be. David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribino Shel Olam, Roveinu Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, requite them with ra'ah, with evil, because they are ingrates. For, according to the words of Psalm 35, verse 13, Hebraically, it reads, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. Wani ba chilotam levushi sak. But as for I, when they were sick, my clothing sackcloth. Wani ba chilotam levushi sak. That is, when they were sick, I put on sackcloth, sack, and made supplication for them. But when I am sick,
all the supplication they make for me is that I die. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, replied, and who is to know what the sackcloth meant? Perhaps the supplication thou madest for them was that they die. Dawid answered Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, if that be true, may all that I prayed for them come upon me, come up on I. As is said, my prayer, may it return into mine own bosom. Hear, 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 in the 35th Psalm, Psalm 35, Hebraically verse 13. Utafilati Allah Chayki Tashub, and my prayer, Utafilati Al Chayki, to upon my bosom, Al Chayki Tashub, may it return, may she return, Tashub, Utafilati Al Chayki Tashub. And he went on to say, in the words of today's daily psalm, but thou, the I, O Lord, be merciful to me, be merciful to I, and raise me up, and rise I up. Wa'ata Yahuwah Chanen Wahikimen. And the I, O He who be, we be, Wa'ata Yahuwah Choneni, be merciful to I, Wahikimeni, and rise I, Wahikimeni, rise I up. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, bless thee, He replied, since thou hast spoken in this way, by this I know that thou delightest in me. Bezot yada'iti ki chafatta bi. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, replied to Dawid and said, since thou hast spoken in this way, bezot yada'iti ki chafatta bi. By this I know that thou, that the I, delightest in I. David said, as for me, as for I, thou upholdest me because of mine integrity, and settest me and settest I before thy face forever, for ever. One bit to me. Ta makta di wata tireini lifaneka le'olam. And as for me, wani, as for I, thou, the I, upholdest me because of mine integrity. Wani bit to me. Ta makta. And satisfy before thy face, thy presence, thy perception, forever, for I watatsireini lefaneka le'olam. And then ask, in return, what shall be done for thee, for the I? In return, what shall I give thee I? There's nothing I can do save bless thee I. And hear the fulfillment of today's daily song, Mizmor Mi Alev. It reads, blessed be the Lord, the God of Yisrael, of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and Amen. Baruch Yahuwah Elohei Yisrael Mei Ha'olam Ve'ada Ha'olam. Olam. Amen. With Amen. Blessed be Jehovah. Baruch Yahuwah. Baruch Yahuwah. Elohei Yisrael. Elohim of Yisrael. Elohei Yisrael. Mei Ha'olam. Wa'ad Ha'olam. From everlasting, from eternity to eternity. Mei Ha'olama Wa'ad Ha'olam. Amen. We're amen. We're amen. We're amen.